Friday, the 7th of January, 2011, Oroville Radio offers news, announcements, music, and interviews. Today's weather forecast shows a chance for a thunderstorm, scattered clouds, high temperature 28 degrees Celsius with northeasterly winds 28 kilometers per hour, and Saturday the same with a dip in the temperature in the evening down to 23 degrees. Chance of rain is said to continue until sunny skies forecasted for Tuesday. Listen now to Loretta, one of the earliest Orovillians. She has created a lecture series based on the supramental transformation as experienced and shared by Sri Aurobindo and the Mother. Morning, Loretta.
Good morning.
So I understand you're doing a lecture series. Can you tell us what that's about?
The subject of this series is on the supramental transformation. And it came naturally out of the exhibition that I'm preparing for February. That exhibition is on the supramental transformation because these words are not so familiar, especially to new people in Oroville. So this is a kind of both a bit of an introduction explaining what it is and why it's important, and then it touches on all the key points of Mother's experiences. And out of that has come these talks, because there's so much to share, and there's so much to learn, and it's so helpful.
So the lectures are based on Mother's talks?
Yes, they are. They're based on Mother's talks to the children in the ashram, and on her discussions with Satprem in her room. So they come basically out of the recordings from the entretien and the recordings from Mother's agenda. And at each lecture, one or two recordings will be played with Mother speaking on the subject. I want to do this in a way that doesn't just use the terminology that was started in the early days of the ashram, because while the people who've been here a long time understand this terminology, a lot of people really don't. I hope that this will touch everybody who has an interest in Mother and Sri Aurobindo, and everybody who wants to do the yoga. I mean, there are so many things that can illustrate it besides just using a word, a term, and kind of like you'd say a technical term in the yoga. I mean, there are stories from the ashram, there are people's experiences, there are Mother's experiences, there's history, there's Mother's words, and when one really goes into it to analyze what Mother is saying, it's so sensible. It's so helpful.
So I get the feeling you're going to simplify things for us.
I'm doing my best. It has to be simple because there's so much of it. Each simple thing is there, but we get it with so much, and they recorded or they wrote down everything that the mother said, and it's all out there, and people don't always know what to look for. So the titles kind of tell it all. We're starting on Thursday, January 20th at 5 o'clock in Savitri Bhavan, and the first lecture is on Mother's experience of the supramental ship. A lot of people have read that, and everyone I know that's read it has never forgotten it. And not only have people never forgotten it, but they actually see it in their mind's eye. And that stays with them. It stays with them for decades. Mother comes before the school, and she's carrying a piece of paper, and she stands there, and she reads her report, just like she's taking a trip to Delhi, and she just reads it out flat. So we're going to go into all of what her experience was and why it's so important. I think I would only like to say that I'm doing this lecture, all these lectures, out of a tremendous wish to share everything. And I hope that everybody who wants to come and share will come.
I'm sure you'll have many people. I'll certainly be there. Thanks, Loretta.
You're welcome.
Tomorrow, Saturday the 8th of January, there will be a flute concert with Akim and Julian, 7 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, and a music workshop for woodwind players offered by Akim at Pitanga on Tuesday the 11th from 10 to noon, and again on Wednesday the 12th, 3:30 to 5. All are welcome. Also tomorrow, Saturday the 8th, the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture presents a lecture on Buddhism and Environment by Geshe Pema Dorji. In 2009, he made his first visit to the United States, where he taught and lectured at a number of educational institutes and centers. That's 5 p.m., Tibetan Pavilion. And at Matra Mandir Amphitheater on Sunday the 9th, 7 to 8 p.m., there will be the singing of the Mother's Mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate, guided by Joy, accompanied by Agni on acoustic guitar, with a special dedication to Maurizio, musician and friend, whose accompaniment will be missed indeed. A few words from the mother. How many times have we repeated this? All that comes from the mind is wholly relative. The more the mind is educated and has applied itself to various disciplines, the more it becomes capable of proving that what it puts forward or what it says is true. One can prove the truth of anything by reasoning, but that does not make it true. It simply remains an opinion, a prejudice, a knowledge based on appearances which are themselves more than dubious. You've been listening to Oroville Radio News, Marlenka on microphone, in studio Miriam, Andrea, and Yahalom. Comments and questions may be directed to orovilleradio.org, and we thank you for listening.